Good day, everybody. It is Connor McIver, REMAX with the Santa Clarita and Paris 911.com. We are real estate in all of Southern California. Let me throw this out to you. We had a very nice lady come into the offices today. Basically, she met with us due to our buyer orientation meeting. So we had her come in. She sat down and we started to get to know each other. So she told me about some past experiences she had with another agent, actually just north of the Los Angeles area. He had represented her on a buy several years ago, and after the deal had closed, he actually went back to her and said, "You still owe me $1,000. And I was looking at her a bit perplexed, and she continued to explain that he was a friend and he was also her agent, so she really didn't think too much about it and didn't question him, except more than, you know, "So what are you talking about?" And he gave some reasoning that this was part of his fee, and she would have to basically compensate him this $1,000. So without missing a beat, I say to her, "He broke the law." And she said, "Well," she knows that now. Anytime you have any monies that are going to be exchanged, they're going to have to be somewhere in some type of writing. Doing this handshake stuff over the table is very dangerous in today's day and age. You're going to want everything to be in writing. So if, in fact, you are buying a home, don't forget you're not paying the agent's commission. Your closing costs don't have anything to do with the real estate agent. When you're buying a house in the United States of America, your closing costs, unless it's a HUD home or something of that effect, a HUD foreclosure, your closing costs are going to be your part of title, which is about a point or a percent, your part of escrow, which is about a point or a percent, and finally, your lender fee. We're not lenders in Southern California, but we do know that process because Paris used to be one, so she knows the inner workings of lending, and again, their fee is part of what you pay. However, the rest of it, the selling agent and the buyer's agent gets compensated by the seller, and it doesn't matter who the seller is. Seller could be a bank, a corporation, a hedge fund, a mutual fund. It could be a foreclosure. It could be a human seller. Whatever way it is, they're going to be the ones that do the compensation. So there you go. That's it. This nice lady, we spoke for a little bit. I advised her that we might want to get her in line a little bit more and hold off on her home purchase until after the first of the year, at least get an idea what's going on out there, because there is going to be a lot more coming onto the market, and that's our advice to a lot of the people that are utilizing our services. How much more is the market going to drop? Have no idea. But again, I don't see it increasing in value anytime soon. I am Connor McIver. I hope you guys are doing well. If you need me, I'm, of course, at Paris911.com, and I hope you're having a fantastic day. Take care.